In this bulletin, millions of Australians warned of rising electricity bills as energy prices soar to unprecedented heights. Australia's largest Indigenous gathering known as the Ghana Festival begins today. And in sport, a high-profile Formula One driver announces his retirement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. Australian households have been warned to brace for sharp hikes in their power bills as prices in the country's electricity market rocket to record highs. In a report from the Australian energy market operator known as AEMO, wholesale power costs have soared to $264 per megawatt hour in the months to June 30th. These unprecedented levels are a 203% increase on the first 3 months of the year and about six times higher than the long-term trend. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles told the Nine Network the government is working on a solution with their climate plan.
We've made it really clear that we are going to act on climate change in a way which gets more renewables into the electricity grid. The real thing now is that renewable power is cheap power, and we'll see electricity prices come down.
But in the same interview with Nine, opposition leader Peter Dutton argued Labor is not easing the burden on Australian households.
You're paying more and more, and electricity bills, this government promised that they'd go down by $275. The Prime Minister confirmed in Question Time this week that Labor will break that promise.
The International Monetary Fund has downgraded its forecasts for the 2022 and 2023 Australian economy. The IMF warns nations across the Asia-Pacific region will have to lift interest rates to deal with growing inflation pressures, as events playing out across the globe weigh heavy on the region's economies. In an update to its World Economic Outlook, the fund says it expects the Australian economy to expand by 3.8% this year, before slowing to a 2.2% growth next year. The annual Ghana Festival begins today with Indigenous leaders arriving to kick off celebrations. The four-day event held in Gaukula is Australia's largest Indigenous gathering and is a significant ceremonial site in northeast Arnhem Land which attracts thousands of people each year. The gathering will allow senior Indigenous leaders to engage with the federal government on moves for recognition in the Constitution and a voice to Parliament. Twitter has warned that governments around the world are asking the company to remove content and retrieve private details of its user accounts at alarming rates. A report from the social media company reveals that it fielded a record number of nearly 60,000 legal demands during a six-month period last year. They came from local, regional, and national governments asking Twitter to remove content from accounts or reveal confidential information such as direct messages or user locations. Joel Roth, the head of Twitter's Safety and Integrity Unit, says the company is committed to protecting the privacy of users.
We're seeing governments become more aggressive in how they try to use legal tactics to unmask the people using our service, collect information about account owners, and also using legal demands as a way to try to silence people.
Australians are being urged to reconnect with friends after new research reveals almost two-thirds of the population admit to feeling isolated. The Talking Loneliness research by Telstra reveals 27% of people experienced loneliness for the first time during the pandemic, as the social and mental health effects of the virus linger. It also reveals almost two-thirds of Australians regularly feel isolated from others, while one in four say they don't have people they can regularly turn to. Telstra's Alex Badenoch says it's important now more than ever to reach out to loved ones.
The advice I would have for Aussies experiencing loneliness is just reach out. Reach out to someone, let them know that you're thinking about them and you'd like to connect. And it can feel hard to do because you can think you've left it too long. But I would encourage you to stop, think about someone you haven't seen, spoken to, or connected with for a little while. Reach out. It will mean a lot to them and it'll probably end up meaning a lot to you as well.
To sport, four-time world champion Sebastian Vettel will retire from Formula One at the end of the season, saying he wants to devote himself to his family and other interests. He says while he loves the sport, the threat of climate change makes him question his job as a racing driver, and that he wants to spend more time shaping a better future for his children. The 35-year-old German has won titles with Red Bull and also spent six seasons with Ferrari. Vettel says his family has always been his top priority.
My passion for racing and Formula One comes with lots of time spent away from them and takes a lot of energy. Committing to my passion the way I did and the way I think it is right does no longer go side by side with my wish to be a great father and husband.
And in football, FIFA has denied reports it is weighing up a decision to postpone next year's Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand. A French report says the governing body is secretly seeking a more lucrative broadcast rights deal for the tournament in Europe, with the aim of pushing back the tournament's start date from July 20th to August 20th or even beyond. The tournament was celebrated last week with a one-year-to-go countdown marked across several major events in Australia and New Zealand, and FIFA Secretary-General Fatma Samoura was in Sydney last week to help mark the occasion. A FIFA spokesperson issued a statement dismissing the reports, saying no postponement is on their agenda. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Marcus Migalokonomos.